Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
When I was young, wishing was something that was special. Didn't happen that much. You had to have a special set of circumstances in order for you to make a wish. You'd find a clover with the right amount of leaves. Huh? There'd be a star shooting. Where? There. Too late. Oh, it had to be your birthday. They'd bring out the candles. And if you blew them all out, you could make a wish. And if you missed any, you died. But then people just started wishing for anything, huh? Find an eyelash on their cheek, make a wish! Do you know how many on your face at any given time?
On the wake up call. Well, 5:35 for everybody. We don't set the time. We don't have our own time here. Despite us being gods of industry.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everybody. It's raining, so please be careful if you're out there on the roads. If you haven't hit the roads yet, please prepare to drive a little bit slower than everybody else.
Man, people were not abiding by that this morning.
They sure weren't.
Holy smokes.
They sure weren't.
It was raining so hard, it was doing the thing where it's like my windshield wipers weren't keeping up properly.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about the fact that you have to drive so far, Kevin.
Yeah, I had to leave extra early because during the rain, I drive much slower because I'm scared of hydroplaning.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you got new tires?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's great. Then yeah, you're like,
true?
You're super prepared.
Yeah, because my other tire popped, so they're like, oh, might as well change all four. That's how they get you.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're right, but yeah.
How did you pay for that?
What?
You had the money for new tires?
Yeah, I got a coupon deal, Costco.
He you know how he paid for it.
Mom's credit card.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Do you want me to die or not?
No, I thought for a second you were managing your money.
Oh, no.
And then I realized.
No.
I still have a budget this week, so I'm managing pretty well.
That's good, because we got a while till payday.
Yeah, a week and a half.
Yeah, it's a long time. That's a big one. Yeah. All right, great. So here at our Odyssey building, we have a brand new general manager. And he is a breath of fresh air.
Sure is.
He's like opening the windows for the first time in spring. And he's doing something that we've never done here before. And that is, he wants us all to write words of affirmation about our fellow employees down. And it's being put up on a big board out there in our break room. And we are going to be reading all of these words of affirmation in a presentation for the whole staff. It's going to be moving.
Meaning us.
Yeah.
Yes.
The wake-up call. It's going to be, like, emotional.
Do you think so? I think it's going to be the same thing over and over.
If you're not going to pour your heart and soul into it,
okay,
then don't even show up. Because Kevin and I are prepared to we're going to get teary-eyed.
Yes.
Okay.
We've got dramatic music that we're going to play behind us. And we're going to, the goal is goosies. That's what we're going to do. Everybody's got to get goosebumps.
Okay, got it. You don't think it's going to be a lot of, I appreciate Gina for going above and beyond.
I don't know. Are there already ones out there? There are, right?
Yes. There's even one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys mentioned that. That seems crazy. Who did that?
We don't know. It's anonymous.
It wasn't one of you two?
No.
Trust me, no.
Why would I write one for one of you guys?
I don't know. I'm shocked. I'm giddily shocked that somebody wrote one about me. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yourself?
No. That wasn't even up when I left.
Yeah, it wasn't up when we left either.
So how would I have done that?
Came back in the middle of the night.
Even Katie got one too.
Did you get one?
No. Oh. But it's still early. He just sent the email out yesterday.
No, I know. It hasn't even been up for 24 hours yet.
I get it. I'm second of mind when it comes to the wake-up call, but
I
it's
think
fine.
That's the absolute...
Third of mind.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, so what do ours say?
I didn't read it. It didn't have my name on it.
I said, what did mine say? Because it wasn't for me. I didn't read it.
Is that board on wheels?
No. You have to carry it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Okay. Do you want to call us? Call us real fast and go down there and read it.
Oh, fine.
I want to know what it says. Because, you know, Kevin's running down there. Call us, Kevin. Now, like, because if he... It's going to set the tone.
For
what we write about him. We got to write something about him.
People are going to write stuff about him. You don't have to worry about that.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Let me find yours.
Okay, how many are on there?
Yeah, how many are on there?
There is 3, 6, 9, 15.
Wow, a lot. Okay, now if you're just joining us, our big boss is making everybody write words of affirmation for our fellow employees here at the Odyssey building. There's already one about me. There's already one about Katie. None about Kevin. Okay, so first, read the one about Katie.
Katie, thank you for being a positive light and having the ability to make anyone smile. That's
cute. Does that look like a boy's handwriting or a girl's handwriting?
It looks like a girl's.
Okay, great. Okay, now what does mine say?
Gavin, thank you for being so awesome and bringing laughter everywhere. Thank you for brightening even the darkest day.
Well, does that look like boy handwriting or girl handwriting?
Girl as well.
How about that?
Do they seem like the same handwriting?
That. Is it the same handwriting?
That's a good question.
I mean, the hearts look the same at the end. They signal the heart at the end.
Oh, then that's definitely the same person. That's probably their calling card. The Wet Bandits.
Yeah. I don't like that ours are so similar.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm coming back.
Yours didn't mention laughter.
No, but mine mentioned smiles. Is that not good enough for you? Because you know what? It's not always about giving somebody a ha-ha.
No.
Sometimes it's about just making them feel good.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
So that sets the tone. All right. So what are we going to do for you?
We don't have to do anything. We're just going to wait.
I agree with him.
You think?
I think that we sit and we wait. And then we see which of the three of us gets the most.
Oh, boy.
Why are we turning this into a competition?
Why?
You know, here's why. Because she knows she's going to get the most.
Someone's going to get hurt.
That's why.
Somebody's going to get
hurt. The only person that's going to get hurt is you.
Wow. You don't know?
I do know.
I can write my own. No one will know.
No, I'll know.
How?
Because you have beautiful lady handwriting, and I know what it looks like.
I'm pissed. No, I could change it up.
Okay. Type them up.
Oh, and then tape it. That would be great.
If it helps, Kevin, I think you would get the most.
Oh, well, that's because I'm writing a whole bunch for myself right now.
No, please don't do that.
Why?
Aren't you going to run out of things to say about yourself?
No, I have a plethora of things.
Really?
You're funny, smart. Thank you for pushing the Asian culture on me.
Sure.
That's a good one. Thank you for pushing the Asian culture on me.
Thank you for being tall.
Big junk.
Oh, I don't think they would put that.
That's a
thank you for reaching the tall things up high for me.
Okay.
We're really leaning into the tall thing.
I'm very tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people here taller than you, but...
No. There's only five. And then I think people are going to be like, thank you for, bringing laughter, just like you three.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, people will definitely, they're going to bring up laughter.
Basic.
Hey, you were out of the room. Which is better, laughter or a smile?
Laughter. Because you can't laugh without a smile.
So you have
to. You can, but you look like you just killed someone.
So a smile then.
No. Laughter exceeds a smile. A smile is step one. Laughter is step two. Because you got to smile to let the sound out.
Right. So anyway, if you're judging by the wake-up call, clearly this team-building exercise is going great.
Yeah.
We're all unified and very positive.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the wake-up call.
Second date update time on the wake-up call. We're talking to Tyler this morning. Morning, Tyler.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Katie, how are you?
Great.
You went on a first date with a girl named Ella. And tell us what you and Ella did.
So we had a really nice date. I took Ella out for a little sushi dinner, and then we went out to the movies. It was a really great time. It was one of those things where the minute you meet someone new, you have like that, I don't know, spark, that chemistry or whatever. And you get like that giddy feeling in your chest. Or
you get all Twitter-pated, I think is what they call it in Bambi. Were there any indicators, though, why she, because I'm guessing she's not calling you back or anything like that to set up a second date, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I hope it didn't come on too strong, right? And I've tried to ask her out again, you know, over text or phone call, and she hasn't called me back. And she finally sent me a text that said she's too busy. And I was like, too busy? And she's like, yeah, I'm too busy to have another date with you. And it really kind of feels like she's blowing me off.
Oh, that's so definitely a blow.
Playing the date. It is, right? Yeah.
We have her on hold, Tyler. We're going to put you on hold so that you can hear everything, but we won't be able to hear you. We're going to talk to Ella. We're going to see if we can conference you guys together and get a second date, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you, Tyler. Now on hold. Ella, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the second date update on the wake-up call, and we just got done talking to Tyler, and he thinks that you are blowing him off, that you're making it up, that you're too busy to go on a second date with him, and he said that your first date went great, and he can't figure out why. What is it about Tyler? And remember, he wants to know. Let's start with this. Are you blowing him off? Are you too busy to go on a second date with him?
Well, I do not want to go on a second date with him.
Okay. So I'm too busy is an excuse.
Yes.
Okay. So
why?
What's the real reason?
The guy has six kids.
He has six kids?
God.
Yes. And honestly, I'm shocked he couldn't assume I wouldn't go out with him considering he has so much baggage.
I'm shocked he has any money to take anybody on a date. That is, and not mentioned in a dating profile, or I don't know how you guys met, but not, no mention of that prior to the date.
No, yeah, we met on Tinder, and that was not mentioned. Well, let's put this way. I think he said kids.
Right. Let's get Tyler back on. Tyler.
Yeah.
You heard that. Six kids, man?
Yeah. I got six kids. They're great, each one of them.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I didn't ask if they were great.
I'm sure they're lovely. You didn't suspect that maybe this was going to be the reason?
Suspect? No. I mean, if anything, I'm disappointed. The reason I swiped on her is because she had kids, too, and so I didn't think it would ever be an issue.
Yes, she's a parent. I have two kids. She gets it. Two
kids.
Let's say you guys hit it off. Let's say you guys get married. Now you have eight kids. Now you need a bus to drive around your kids.
Yeah, you have to be one of those people.
No, yes.
Where do you put them?
It's the law of physics.
I don't know. You're just, the way you're describing it like that kind of future planning makes it sound like a problem. And I've never considered my children a problem.
It's not a problem. Okay, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a problem.
No.
Too much.
It's a lot. It's now. Okay.
What do you mean?
Hold on. I have a couple questions. Are these all these kids from the same relationship?
No, they are not. Okay. They have three different mothers.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Baggage. another red flag for me.
Please stop calling my kids baggage. I mean, there are people out there who might consider having two kids baggage, and I'm never going to ask you.
Hold on. No.
If they're.
She didn't call your kids baggage. She called your ex's baggage at this point, your baby mama's.
You can't see why getting into a relationship with somebody that has six kids and three exes that they share those kids with would be a lot to take on. This can't be the first time a woman's been like, I can't date somebody with six kids.
There's a lot of assuming going on here. You're not even asking what the relationship I have with my exes. It's all positive. We're all dating. We stay in each other's lives, and it's a good situation.
Okay, well, that's nice.
And I thought maybe Ella was a woman, as a parent herself, who understood what it's like to be a single parent out in this world, regardless of your past.
There are not many people that understand what it's like to be a single parent of six kids with three women.
Maybe the word baggage, I can see why that would feel a bit offensive. What if we just describe it as, that's a lot?
I would agree with you there.
Okay.
Listen, I don't think we're going to be able to go any further with this. Ella, you're definitely not interested, right?
I am not, no.
All right. Tyler, good luck out there.
You sound like a really sweet guy.
And it's a jungle, but you're going to find somebody that can take all of this on. No, I'm not. That's not a judgment. It's just a lot, as we've established. It's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Boy, does this just harken back to a simpler time. Back when Will Smith made non-threatening rap for America, and we just loved it. Yeah.
I love it. There's no reason not to love it.
No reason not to love it. Here he comes. Oh, look. He's so delightful. And then he had to slap Chris Rock in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, I think I'm the only person still hanging on to that. Everybody else seems to think like, oh, yeah, no, the Smiths are fine. Jaden Smith did something on the red carpet for the Grammys. And I don't even know what adjective to use to describe it. Stupid, shocking, attention grabbing. And if you haven't seen it by now, you're not on social media. But if you want to, text the word house, HOUSE, to 916-909-1065. Why'd we choose the word house? Great question. It's because he put his head inside a little teeny tiny mansion, kind of like when Alice gets real big in Alice in Wonderland and you can only see her face through the windows.
It is a headpiece that is in the shape of what is supposed to be a Transylvanian castle.
Oh.
And it is inspired by vampire lore.
It's dumb.
It's super dumb. Please, for those that haven't seen it, understand, it's not something that sits on his head.
Nope.
It is.
That's a hat.
Right. It goes all the way over his face. You can see him peeping out through the little hole and goes down to his shoulders.
Like a helmet. It's more of a helmet.
But in the shape of a castle.
Right. It's even dumber than what you're picturing in your head.
I know that the Smiths are a weird family. Okay. And I know that they are very into like their kids' individuality and all these different things. But do you think at any point Will or Jada said like, Jaden, get the house off your head?
No, no. They clearly encourage this kind of stuff. Like the two of them for 20 years now have been trying to make their kids stars. And
they had to know he was going to be made fun of for this.
I don't think that they think that they are made fun of. I still think that they think, like, for instance, I remember when the Oscar slap happened. I remember talking about on the show, like, how Will Smith was, like, insulated around all these people that were like, yeah, Chris Rock had it coming. Good for you. And this, that, and the other thing. And it was like, no, that is not the majority of opinions out there.
I think we speculated that that was the case. I don't think we knew that.
I'm pretty sure it was a TMZ report from insiders that said Will Smith convinced he did nothing wrong, and it took his agent to say, like, you got to take a step back for this for a while. But regardless, though, we're not here to talk about Will. We're here to talk about us.
Right.
You didn't see that coming.
Oh.
Because every year we make predictions for celebrities. And one of the categories is high fashion.
Yeah. What will be the next big celebrity fashion trend?
Right. And by high fashion celebrity trends, we always mean something dumb.
Yeah.
So sometimes we're right about this. Apparently, I got right oversized silly boots.
Yep.
We've guessed in the past military medals.
Yep. Medals.
Fake military medals.
That came true.
What are some of the ones that you've done?
Well, this year I said handcuffs that will be worn just as jewelry. So okay. Like both handcuffs on one wrist.
Right. And Kevin, what did you say?
I said jingle jangles for the ears.
Like just many earrings. Like,
yeah.
Okay. And then what did I say, the military medals?
No, that was mine a couple years
you
ago.
You said unnecessary sports gear.
Unnecessary sports gear. Okay. Right. Well, this is kind of like a helmet, but Jaden Smith wearing a stupid styrofoam house on his head, seriously, makes me think we need to step our game up. All of our predictions seem too normal.
Right. It could. Yes.
Like what is, okay, let me go back in time and make a new prediction. I think we're going to start wearing mascot costumes.
Okay. Oh.
Full on mascot costumes, tailor made for events.
I predict that celebrities will just start carrying around shampoo bottles as accessories.
Right. I mean, another example is what we talked about yesterday, where Kanye West's wife wore nothing.
She wore nothing.
So we could go the other direction, too.
Right.
What's going to be? Okay, flaying. They're going to remove their skin.
Oh, my God.
On part of it.
No, I hope not.
You know what I never thought of? And it seems so simple, but I'm shocked it hasn't, like, just an eye patch.
We've never done an eye patch. Celebrities have never done an eye patch. Kevin tried.
But I mean, an eye patch for no reason. Like, your eye is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a designer eye patch as part of your ensemble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not? Wheelchairs. Why not?
Can I tell you how much the castle helmet cost?
Please do. And again, if you want to see it, text the word house to 909-1065.
$4,500.
Oh my
Why?
God.
I don't know. It looks like a really good social studies project for an eighth grader.
Your mom could have made that for $100.
Easy.
Yeah.
$100.
Maybe even less than that.
Way less.
Give me a block of styrofoam and some black spray paint.
Yeah,
he'll pass out from the fumes.
Yeah, I'll see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah. $4,500.
Wow.
And you know what? The person who made it must have the entire time just said, like, these dummies.
There was a blurb put out from the designer saying how proud they were to see Jaden wearing their, I don't know what to call it, helmet, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't call it a hat because it doesn't just sit on the head.
Because it's not a hat. It's a helmet. I mean, it's all around. But anyway, text it in. We got to step our game up, old guys.
Okay.
We just have to.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Kevin has been watching something on his computer that is going to get him in a lot of trouble, and we have to talk about it because it's not necessarily dirty or pornographic at all.
Mm-mm.
You can tell by the music, it's animal related.
Yeah.
And I wish I could sit here, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I will say it into a microphone. Kevin, I wish you were watching animals have sex.
Well, I do watch some of that.
Okay.
It's educational.
Didn't know that. Okay. But no, instead, you're watching videos of animals get slaughtered.
Okay, slaughter is a very aggressive word.
No, but that is the word.
I would say.
And you know what else is a little, you know what else is aggressive?
What?
Animal slaughter.
It's not animal slaughter. It's how we get our food.
It is.
It's the process of turning a cow into burgers or steak.
Right.
Okay. It's the way of life. Okay. I'm just educating myself.
Right. It's the circle of life, some would say.
Some would say.
Yeah.
Right.
So you've been trapped by your algorithm numerous times in your life. Couples getting engaged over and over that you don't even know, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Videos of people doing nice things for their mothers.
Oh, God. Oh, remember
those
that one?
Get me.
Okay. Those I can almost see. I can like read the roadmap on how you got to those, how your algorithm got you there. This one I can't. So how did it start?
Well, you know how we eat food and there's a style of food that's called halal.
Okay.
So it is a natural way of killing an
slaughtering an animal.
Slaughter is strong.
Butchering.
Okay.
This is a different type of way to process the meat.
I see.
Where the halal is you just like let the
blood come out.
Blood, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Naturally.
Naturally. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Not all naturally. Right. I mean, you had to do something to make the blood start.
And then in some cultures, they do animal offerings.
Okay.
Which in your case, you call it slaughter, but it is bringing blessings and peace to a culture.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is how your algorithm started to show you animals getting killed.
Yeah, because I wanted to be cultured in different Asian.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's ruining you.
It is.
I can't tell you how many times we've been sitting here in the studio, each of us working off the air, and we hear Kevin start to sniffle.
And we look over
and whimper,
eyes welled up with tears.
And we go, what's wrong? What's thinking like he just got a bad text message about his mom or something? And he goes, they just killed that cow.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, I want people to know the camera does cut away right before you see anything, right?
Yes.
Does
and
it?
It's blurry.
Oh, it is blurred. Okay.
But you do see the aftermath.
And I can understand why you got tricked by your algorithm. That I understand. Although, there have been many studies that say these algorithms are now so disturbingly accurate, they're showing you things about yourself you didn't even know. But why are you clicking on them?
It's interesting to see, and they bait me with delicious food as the front cover. It's,
oh, God. So it starts as food, and then it goes in reverse?
And then it goes, yes.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
You guys didn't see this video, but there's this video where they have a duck, okay?
Hold on a second. I don't think I want to know.
I want to know.
You do.
If there's anybody out there who's sensitive to this stuff, I don't want to turn them off.
They won't. It's cute. It's cute.
Oh, it's cute.
So the duck, okay? They have the duck, and then they do like a spa treatment on the duck. Like steam it, brush its hair, comb it, massage it, and
feathers.
Stuff. Yes.
It's about their hair.
And then what?
And then
no, I don't want to know.
And then it clips, and then it turns into food. It's hilariously scary.
Kevin!
It's delicious, though.
Okay.
You got to know where your food comes from. It's educational.
There's one thing. Now, I'm sure there's a bunch of vegans listening that are like, yeah, more people should watch videos like this. It's not a matter of knowing where your food comes from. I think we all know where our food comes from.
But how's it made?
Well, I don't think that you should. Listen, if you want to do that, maybe don't do it on a work computer.
Why?
Because I'm sure that it's the kind of thing serial killers.
The things we've searched on these work computers.
Right.
That's truly the least of our worries.
Right.
I guess
you think I could slaughter an animal? I would think about its mother and cry.
Oh, God, that's another reason for him to cry.
That's actually
because animals have mothers.
Yeah.
That's true. And then Kevin be like, we should do something nice for your mother, duck. Let me take you to a hair salon and get your hairs done, duck.
So cute. Oh, you're dumb.
Still missing the point. All right.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
You know, she's ready for anything. That's the motto of her entire family, including the game called Are You Smarter Than Katie? She's ready to roll.
I'm not sure that made that much sense what you said.
You're always ready? You're always prepared.
Okay.
I could throw anything at you.
Like an
you,
Eagle Scout.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could throw anything at you and you would be prepared for it.
Yeah.
All right. 916-909-1065. We're looking for caller 17. And Jen, that's you.
Thank you.
Calling from West Sacramento, born and raised. All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot is up to $180, but win or lose, because we're getting ready for Valentine's Day, we're going to give you a dozen roses from Strelitzia Flowers. Strelitzia Flowers, okay? It's because we love you.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Question one. One of the most anticipated movies of 2025 is Marvel's Fantastic Four, and we finally got our first teaser trailer this morning. You can see it by texting the word four, F-O-U-R, to 916-909-1065. It looks good, not great. Kevin and I kind of agree on that.
Yeah.
The Human Torch's power, pretty self-explanatory, but what is Mr. Fantastic's power?
He can stretch.
Question two. Jelly Roll wasn't part of the big benefit concert raising money for the LA fires, but, excuse me, that's because he was busy planning his own show. He held a free benefit concert for firefighters and their families at the Rose Bowl for 16,000 firefighters, including 1,000 incarcerated firefighters. True or false, those incarcerated firefighters only make minimum wage.
True. False.
Alrighty. Question three. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was one of the most popular shows of the 90s, and it's getting a reboot. Did you watch it, Jen?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. I dated a girl in college that was obsessed with it. The good news is, though, most of the cast is returning, including the star, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Buffy debuted in what year? Was it 1996, 97, or 98?
Can you give me the ones again?
96, 97, or 98?
I'm going to say 97 or 96.
96? Okay. Question four. As quickly as President Trump threatened Mexico, Canada, and China with tariffs, he called it off. Well, he called off for a one-month pause. He said it was because Mexico and Canada did what he wanted, which was put their troops on the border to stop drugs, but they did already have plans to do that. So, what color is found on the flags of Mexico, Canada, and China? What one color do they all have in common?
White.
Okay. And question five, Super Bowl tickets aren't selling like they used to, and the NFL is lowering the prices by half. Now, half is still $4,000 a ticket, okay? But that's the cheapest tier, and there are plenty still available if you want to go. If you bought 12 tickets at that price, what are you paying?
$48,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Jen, what are we doing this morning?
Going to work.
And where is that?
Sacramento Public Defender.
Are you a public defender?
Oh.
I am. 27 years almost.
How long?
27 years almost.
Wow. That is a long time for public defending. Good for you.
Thank you.
Wow. That's a tough job. How many current cases do you have?
Well, right now we have 521 clients in where I supervise.
It is absolutely insane how overworked public defenders are. But anyway, Jen, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. We got our first look at Marvel's Fantastic Four this morning. The teaser trailer came out. Again, you can see it by texting the word four to 909-1065. Katie's very excited about it. The Human Torch's power is pretty self-explanatory.
Sure.
And that's the guy from Stranger Things who plays that. But what is Mr. Fantastic's power?
He is one of the sharks on Shark Tank.
What? He can stretch his body.
Oh.
Yeah, he can stretch his body. Question two. Jelly Roll, he wasn't part of that big benefit concert for the LA fires, and it was because he was planning his own. He did a free concert at the Rose Bowl for firefighters and their families. Not just him, many other people were there. 16,000 firefighters showed up.
Wow.
Including 1,000 incarcerated firefighters. He went out of his way to make sure they were included. True or false, those incarcerated firefighters only make minimum wage?
False. I think they make less than that.
They make less than minimum wage.
Yeah.
That is correct. They make $5 to $10 a day. It's crazy.
Well, they are in jail. I mean.
Yeah, but they're fighting fires.
Well,
I
understand.
They're risking their lives.
I know, but what are we going to give them? Full pay?
How about minimum wage?
Okay, fine.
Question three. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, one of the most popular shows of the 90s. Did you watch it?
A little, off and on.
It's getting a reboot.
Okay.
And it's getting a reboot with Sarah Michelle Gellar. So I don't know if you'd call it a sequel or a reboot, but...
Good for her.
Yeah. Buffy the Vampire Slayer debuted in what year? 96, 97, or
98?
98. 97.
Okay.
97. One of my favorite bands did the theme song for that show. Question four. President Trump, he threatened tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, and he's already put a one-month pause on that. Maybe it was a little hasty. He said it was because Mexico and Canada did what he wanted, which was put troops on the border to stop drugs, but Mexico and Canada already had plans to do that. What color? What is the only color found on the flag that Mexico, Canada, and China share?
Mexico... red?
Yeah. Red. And question five, Super Bowl tickets, they're not selling that well, believe it or not.
Really?
Maybe because people don't want to see the Chiefs in it for 3 years in a row.
Right.
Anyway, they've lowered the price half.
Wow.
Now, half is still $4,000 a ticket.
Oh.
But you can get them. There's plenty still available. If you bought 12 of them, which Katie can totally afford.
Of course.
How much would that be?
$48,000.
Oh, my God. That is correct.
You get a Super Bowl ticket.
Wow.
You get a Super Bowl ticket.
Jenna, that means you both got three. It's a tie.
It's a tie. Wow.
But you got to be smarter than Katie. So ties go to Katie. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow, making it around $200. But we are still going to hook you up with some roses from Strelitzia Flowers, okay? Because
Thank
we love you.
You,
and we love what you're doing for
we
the public,
do.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
But what is it that you got to tell us?
Today we tied by beating her twice before.
So. Oh,
I see.
I love that. I love it.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Okay, I got a story here that I'm going to share with you guys.
Okay.
And I understand. Here we go. Gavin just being negative Gavin again.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Stop looking at the negative side. Okay. I'm trying not to do that. I love stories about people reunited with lost pets.
Yes. Who doesn't?
It warms my heart.
Sure.
And sometimes it boggles my mind.
Absolutely.
Some of the stories were like the dog made it back from the moon.
Right.
It's how did he do it? This story out of Arizona, a guy was reunited with his dog after over 8 years.
Okay.
Now, I understand on the surface, this is a sweet story.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying, after almost 9 years of this dog's life being gone, do you even want that dog?
So,
do you?
I am somebody that this happened to.
Almost what? 9 years?
No, but it was months.
Well, that's very different.
Okay, but still. But
okay,
still.
All right.
Months went by, and my dog, he ran away and didn't come back. And I think I've told this story before, but in the middle of the night, I heard scratching at the door, and I went to the front door, and sure as hell, he was sitting out there,
there he was.
On the front stoop, mm-hmm. and he brought a friend.
Okay, what? Yeah, I do remember the story
okay.
now.
I had gotten to the point where I was no longer living with a dog. my brain just went, well, he's a dog gone. Doesn't live here anymore.
Right.
And in that those couple months, I unfortunately realized my life got a little bit easier.
Uh-huh.
There was less to do. There was, it just was a little smoother.
Oh, okay.
So when he came back, at first I was just out of my mind, so excited. I couldn't believe it. I remember saying to my ex-husband, because it was my dog with him, because it was the middle of the night, saying, am I dreaming or is this real?
Oh, this because seems to be a theme with you.
No. But I thought the odds of him coming back seemed so impossible. I thought I was in the middle of a dream.
Sure.
I hated that dog after that.
Because it's you're like, oh, I got a dogless life. I got a taste of a dogless life.
Right.
I don't have to let anybody out.
Right.
I don't have to buy food for it. And now he's doubled. Did you keep this friend?
No, I wanted to at least bring the other dog in and then take him to a shelter or something, but I was told I wasn't allowed.
Okay. All right. So the other dog just stayed on the streets.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, to go back to what got us into this, the guy in Arizona, his dog goes missing for almost 9 years. And then he comes back. Okay, one, let's assume he had this dog for 3 or 4 years.
You've lost the best years of that dog's life.
That dog's almost dead right at this point. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be negative. It's not negative. It's just pragmatic thinking. So, okay.
And now, what has that dog been through?
Congratulations. You've got an expensive tragedy on your hands. Okay?
That you didn't get to enjoy.
Or, let's go the other way. Okay? And the dog... almost 9 years, he's still got 4 or 5 years left in him. Awesome. That means you lost him when he was a puppy. How attached did you even get to that dog?
Maybe somebody else let him out.
And if 3/4 of a dog's life is spent with somebody else on the mean streets of Arizona, that is that dog's life. That's not your dog.
Here's why this is a good thing. Think about the story.
It's a great story.
You have got a story that nobody can beat. Even I tried to and I couldn't.
No, you have months.
Months.
We all, Kevin tried to cut you off and say, this story sucks, Katie. Boo! Right.
So you've got something on everybody.
Yeah.
So at least there's that.
And then but then everybody's going to be like, huh, well, that is some story. He goes, yeah. Do you want him? Because he has cancer and tuberculosis. He lost most of his tail.
He's got mange.
And he barks at every man.
He does not come to his name anymore.
Right. If he hears the sound of change, he gets very irritable. Like, I think somebody threw pennies at him or something.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad, you know? But you know what? He's scrappy. He knows how to survive on the streets. Comes back. We don't have a rat problem anymore. Eats them all. That's Arizona's dog, my friend. That is not your dog.
Yeah, that's not your dog anymore.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
How many times do we have to see the same headline coming out of an Asian country where they got busted at the zoo again? We've already talked about this once before, that there was some zoo in Asia that got caught painting dogs to look like pandas.
Right.
We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
Well, there's now an update to that story. Well, not to that story, but we have a new story. Listen to this.
A Chinese zoo has caused outrage after painting dogs to look like tigers.
How many times do we have to see this? Dogs to look like tigers.
The zoo has been mocked after they colored Chow Chow dogs in orange dye and black stripes in order to try and pass them off as real tigers. In one of the videos, the zoo-goers can even be heard asking each other, isn't that just a dog? Previously, another zoo in China had painted its dogs to disguise them as pandas, which made international headlines.
Yeah, isn't that just... If you want to see what these ridiculous monstrosities look like...
My God.
Just text the word dog, D-O-G, right now to 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Do you see them?
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're pretty adorable.
But they don't look like tigers.
It's like this zoo thinks that we've never seen tigers. You know what this makes me want to do? Check all the other animals at this zoo.
What other animals do you think that they're trying to trick us with?
Anything. Everything.
I want so bad for them to be like, oh, let's go to the parrot exhibit, the bird exhibit.
Right.
You go in there, just dogs with wings, angel wings right. on there.
Even if I saw a snake, and it's clearly a snake, I'd be like, I don't know. I think it's a lizard, and they just cut its legs off. Like, how embarrassing.
Well,
how do you not? First of all,
the pandas were a lot more convincing.
And there was another story, too, because of stuff like this, there's credence given to the fact that, like, there was another zoo that was accused of putting people in bear costumes.
Oh, that's right.
Because the bears were standing up on their hind legs and, like, waving to the crowd and stuff.
We
talked about that on the show, too. Those were real bears.
Right.
So other zoos that know how to keep and have real animals.
You're ruining it for the whole industry.
The whole industry.
Yeah.
Now that we've gotten that business out of the way.
Okay.
We should start painting our dogs.
I would be down for that.
Right? Right? Again, for a totally different reason now, text the word dog to 916-909-1065. Look at these things. Would you paint your dog? I'd paint my dog.
Maybe to look like a panda, but not to look like a tiger.
Which dog would look like a panda?
Obviously, I would have to get different dogs.
Right. I was about to say.
Wow. You know what? You are about to do some Oscar slander. I could feel it coming. You were going to say something mean about my dog, Oscar, because he's an ugly monster.
But I didn't say it.
But he didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay, well, what if we had painted him like a panda?
Oh.
He would not look like a panda.
He wouldn't look like a panda. Is it so bad to paint your dogs?
I think some people think it's inhumane, but I'm not sure why.
Yeah, why? We like wearing costumes. Why wouldn't a dog?
Because
they don't like wearing clothes. It wouldn't know if it's painted, right? I know this sounds like it's some real Pan Am energy from Hunger Games, but like, I don't know why
so
we're not.
So you would paint your dog?
Absolutely.
To look like what?
I don't know. We got the Super Bowl coming up. He's a big bona fide Eagles fan.
No, he's
not.
Oh,
no.
He hates it when
him.
I put the jersey on him, unless we're going for a walk and then he wants to peacock around the neighborhood. But like, maybe paint an Eagles jersey on him or paint him to look like a bald eagle. Oh my God. That'd be hysterical. White head, feathers on the side of his body. Go birds.
It seems like it'd be really hard to get dogs to sit still to be painted.
They'd figure it out with these tiger dogs.
That's true.
Although, if they're a business that, like, is, you know, so a zoo.
They absolutely.
Just chloroformed their dog.
For sure. Stun gun number.
I mean, it's even. If you haven't texted dog into 909-1065, do it again now for a third reason. Look at the living conditions of these dogs.
Yeah. It's
a quote unquote tiger exhibit that looks like where you'd bring your kids in to play with hay at a pumpkin patch.
Like when it's like, oh, we have a guinea pig exhibit.
Right, yeah. It's like fence that you'd buy at Home Depot.
Yeah, it's on cement.
It's just on like cement bricks. Like this zoo is garbage, and I feel confident. I feel confident saying that.
I mean, what exactly makes this a zoo?
That's a great point. I don't know. Not quite sure.
Okay.
Animals. The legal definition of animals.
Okay.
That would have been better if instead of tiger, they just had a sign that said animal. Up to you. What do you want it to be? Anyway, though, so are we on board with like painting our dogs?
I say no.
I'm down.
I'm gonna say no.
Well, we're split, so I have to break the tie, I guess.
And
we're painting our dogs.
Oh. Yes.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake up call.
Yes, The Weeknd, this guy, this fella right here, coming to Levi's Stadium this summer with Playboi Carti. Kevin can't decide who he's more excited for.
I like them both.
And we are playing Able or Not Able. And Katie, tell everybody again why we are playing the game Able or Not Able.
Because The Weeknd's first name is Able.
Yeah.
And we couldn't think of anything else.
Right. It's because we're funny.
Right.
And very clever.
Right.
Aya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. You are caller 17. How about that? All right. Yeah. All right. Now, That means you've earned the right to play Able or Not Able, okay? But are you a big big Weeknd fan?
I love him so much.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. So yesterday, I gave you a bunch of animal statements.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all kind of agreed that was fun. Let's not do animals every day.
Sure.
And then I got to be honest, it was kind of hard coming up with another topic.
Okay.
But I found city or state laws. All right. And if you, by the
way, funny.
If you have any suggestions on what we should cover for the rest of the week,
we need them.
Text them in to 916-909-1065. Okay. So I'm going to give you a statement. And then you have to tell me if you are able or not able to do that thing. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Aya, playing for weekend tickets. And Katie and Kevin don't know these answers, so they can help you, hopefully, or hurt you, I guess, maybe. Number one, in Berkeley, California, you are able or not able to whistle for a lost bird.
What?
In Berkeley, California, you are able or not able to whistle for a lost bird.
I say not able because they think that it could throw off the other birds.
I say able because it's
how else are you going to find your bird?
Yeah, honestly. Right.
Can't put a collar on it. Aya, what do you say? Able or not able?
I feel like Berkeley's a really weird city. So I feel like they would come up with a rule that says you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
So not able?
Not able.
I think not able.
Okay, you got it right.
There you go. That's right.
Wow.
All right, here we go. All right. In South Carolina, kids are able or not able to play arcade games. In South Carolina, children are able or not able to play arcade games.
I'm going to say they are able.
Able as well.
Aya?
I would say they I would say they are able.
That is correct.
Okay.
You know what they're not allowed to do?
What?
Play pinball machines.
Why?
You're going to have to ask South Carolina. All right, here we go. In Alabama, you are able or not able to wrestle a bear. In Alabama.
Okay, I'm going to say not only are you able to, in Alabama, it's encouraged.
Kevin?
I say not able because they're endangered.
Bears are endangered?
I guess in Alabama, yeah.
All right.
I would say they're not able to.
Wrestle a bear?
Yeah.
Aya, you're right.
In
Alabama, you are not able to wrestle a bear, Katie.
See?
All right. Let's stay with our friendly neighbors to the south.
Okay.
In Mississippi, you are able or not able to bet on horse diving.
Horse diving?
On horse what?
Horse diving. That's where you guys know.
You know what?
You force a horse up real high on a teeny tiny board.
I'm going to say you are not able, and unfortunately, they had to pass this law.
All right.
I'm going to say able. It's weird, but.
I'm not able.
You're going to say not able. You're not able to bet on horse diving in Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's your first one you got wrong.
Should have listened to me.
So you can?
Place all the bets you want on horse diving.
See?
Which really, it's horse falling. They're not they're not making the choice to dive.
Have you, did you Google it?
What? Horse diving?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrifying. It was around when we were kids.
That's so mean for the horse.
Oh my God.
It's terrible.
It's literally just
a horse falling off of a board.
But a person's on it.
On the board? Somebody's got to hit the horse.
Riding the horse.
Oh, well, you know, at least a human's involved. All right, here we go. We got to keep going.
See, should have listened to me.
All right, here we go. In Vermont, women are able or not able to get fake teeth without their husband's permission. We're playing able or not able for tickets to see The Weeknd.
Okay, I'm going to say they are able, but it's only been recently changed on the books.
I say able as well. Women can do whatever they want.
I say able as well.
No!
In Vermont, no! You need your husband's written permission to get fake teeth, ladies.
Wow, good thing we're not in Vermont.
Good thing.
Oh,
all right, here we go. Listen, we're still in this, okay? We got this.
We're all
sure. All right, number six on here. In New Hampshire, you are able or not able to harvest seaweed for selling purposes.
Not able.
Not able.
Wow, Kevin jumped all over that
one. I'm going to say not able.
Aya?
I think... Wait, can you repeat the question
one
more time?
Sure. In New Hampshire, you are able or not able to harvest seaweed for selling purposes. They both said, Katie and Kevin both said not able.
Not able.
And they sounded very sure, and yeah. I don't know why.
I feel like because it could like be contaminated or something. Because
you can't harvest seaweed to sell.
Right.
Somebody does.
Do you have to have a permit for
okay,
it?
So what's your answer?
I feel like they can.
Oh, boy.
I would say able.
No.
It's like you don't want to listen to
us. You should have listened to Katie and Kevin. You know what, though? We're going to give you the tickets anyway.
You're fun.
All right?
Yay!
You're a lot of fun. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. But who are you going to bring with you to see The Weeknd?
Oh, my gosh. So many. Oh,
boy. You better.
Choose from.
Aya, you got to think this over because that's a hot ticket right now. So stay on hold. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.